Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That hour was absolutely incrankulent. Matt Cook and Tyler Kennedy. I mean, those were great stories. We'll bring back the Don Cherry story. And now we go right to Chris Hoke. I mean, this is just a banner day, a banner year at the Bender Household Limits. You know where that line comes from?
No, please remind me.
I don't remember. Breakfast Club.
Are you wearing your wife's glasses again?
Yeah, again. I liked them yesterday. I don't really care what they look like. The point is I can see. Hokey, how are you?
Hey, I'll tell you what. You're exactly right, Joe. You know, it doesn't matter what the glasses look like. As long as you can see, it's a win.
Yeah, I've reached the point in life, and Hokey's on the phone today, I should say. He's not next to me in studio. I've reached the point in life where I don't care anymore what things look like, how I look. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm seeking efficiency and comfort at this point.
Let's be honest. Have you ever worried about what you look like? I don't know about that.
When Amy Alfano liked me in high school, I did. But unfortunately, I was extremely pale, had greasy hair, braces, and purple tough skins, and things didn't work out.
It's very on topic with the big topic around the building this week, Hokey, that I have absolutely no sense of style.
Do you agree with that, Hokey, that this guy, if we're going to get him hooked up eventually, needs to improve the wardrobe?
Listen, being a little harsh, he's still fine trying to figure things out, trying to find his way, man. Don't be so hard on him.
Yeah, and Hokey, like,
you know what I'm saying?
What I was saying is I'm coming to work.
Bob was all over him yesterday with good advice, though. We're trying to help him, Hokey.
Bob's the best of the best, right? Bob always sees the good in everybody. He's not negative. So that's par for the course for Paul.
Yeah, but when I come to work, I'm wearing, you know, something
with sports.
He called
Limits sloppy. He was negative yesterday.
He called me sloppy, Hokey.
Oh, I'm about to talk with Pomp, because that's not like Pomp. Something must be going on there.
Yes, Limits' wardrobe is going on.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when I come to work, I'm wearing something related to sports, because we work in sports talk radio. Like, if I go and I meet people, it's different.
Well, a lot of times the way you dress, like you're going to go and you're presenting yourself to people. You're in your industry here. You're in the room. You're the producer. There's not much to do, man. You don't need to be dressed up all nice, but you better be getting cleaned up when you go out on a Friday night, though, bud.
Yeah, that is true. That I try to dress better for.
Chris Hoke Show, brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Chris, it feels like a year ago that they played in Dublin, and now the AFC North has just blown up here. I mean, the Ravens are close to extinction. They go to 1-5. Very few teams in history bounce back from that. The Browns are the Browns, and the Bengals are so desperate they went out and got Flacco and are going to start him after 5 minutes. However, this game seems troublesome because I'm not sure the Browns aren't the second best team in the division right now. How do you size this one up?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the Steelers made a lot of headway just in a weekend where they didn't play. And how often do we see that happening? It happens from time to time. But you look at right now, this game is troublesome. I look at the Browns and I watch the game. last week against the Vikings when they were in London, and they had that game won. This defense that the NFL is talking about, this vaunted defense, they gave up a 10-play, 80-yard drive in less than 3 minutes and a nice pass to Jordan Addison. If they get a stop there, they win that football game, and the Vikings are really reeling. But they lost that game on that last-second drive, and you know what? The Browns are going to be tough. Their defense is tough. They run the football really well. This young running back and Judkins is a good running back. So it's going to be a tough football game. The Steelers have their work cut out for them on Sunday.
Well, they also have some trends that are definitely in their favor. Mike Tomlin, 14-4 after bye weeks, and he's 18-0 at home against the Browns. I mean, those are two pretty significant trends, yes?
Oh, they're huge trends. You know, and also he's very good against rookie quarterbacks, isn't he? I mean, really, if you think about it right now, Tomlin's 26-6 versus rookie quarterbacks.
Wow.
And so, you know, Dylan Gabriel, I mean, this guy has a lot of experience, right? This isn't a guy who only started for 1 year in college. I mean, he was a multi-year starter. I mean, he was a very decorated, accomplished quarterback, you know, and so he's coming in with a lot of experience. You know, he's not Aaron Rodgers' experience, but in terms of a rookie starting, he's not, you know, wet behind the ears, if you will. So this guy is going to be, he looked to me very composed, put together last week against the Vikings. And so I don't know if he's going to be as flappable as you would think for a young quarterback. But I think these Browns, I mean, I think they got something here in Dylan Gabriel.
Are there adjustments defensively? We know Chris Hoke was part of some Super Bowl champions here in Pittsburgh. Is there an adjustment defensively at all to going against a lefty quarterback?
Not for me as a defensive lineman. I don't think so. I mean, I think it would be more for an offense. The ball spins differently, right? And so, you know, I think back of reading and hearing about when the Niners went from Montana to Young and the way the ball spins differently, and you just got to get used to that. But I don't think as a defense that really to me is something that you need to worry about other than that.
Who's a better player, Hokie? T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
Oh, gosh, I got to go with my hometown guy, but they're both incredible football players. Listen, they're both two of the best to ever play at that position in the game. And so, you know, it's always fun, this plot, this narrative, this story that's been created with T.J. Watt and with Myles Garrett. Let's be honest, they're both really, really, really good football players, and the Browns and the Steelers are happy to have both of them. And if you mention to see what happens on Sunday, you know, it seems like TJ gets the edge and tends to play a little better when he plays at Acrisure Stadium, and Miles plays better when they play in Cleveland. So I'm hoping that TJ, that trend continues to move in that direction so TJ can lead this team and get a win.
What differentiates the two?
Oh, man, I just think that, you know, TJ just seems to make that exceptional play. I mean, Myles Garrett is a baller, and he's tough. He's against the run. He's physical he's a great pass rusher. But I just feel like TJ, I think back to the teams that I played on when I was a Steeler, and we had guys that made plays when you needed them to make plays. Big plays, not just a sack, but like an interception, right? Cause a fumble. T.J. Watt just has that. He has that factor where he's able to make a play when the Steelers need to make a play. And to me, that's what separates him. He has more caused fumbles. He has more interceptions than Myles Garrett. And those things, sacks are big, but those things turn games around and solidify wins.
Limits, I believe you have a little chart there with T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett. And I agree with Hokie. I mean, obviously, everybody in the world who watches football would agree that both of them are headed to the Hall of Fame. I happen to believe that T.J. Watt does more. Like he has, I think, 7 or 8 career interceptions, and Garrett has none.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if they technically play a little bit different positions because T.J.'s out there covering people sometimes. But give us the comparison, the conventional stat comparison, if you would.
Yeah, in 3 more games than Garrett has played, Watt with 125, Garrett 122, 8 interceptions to none for Myles Garrett.
That's big.
Yeah, forced fumbles, which is talked about a lot with Garrett. Watt leads 34-20
Holy ostrich milk.
Fumble recoveries.
That's 2-1. That's almost 2-1.
Yeah, he doubles up fumble recoveries.
1.5-1, yeah. Yep.
13-6 in fumble recoveries. Sacks is 111-106.5. Tackles is not even close. 341 for Watt compared to 264 for Garrett. Solo tackles. Hokie's got him in every category.
He's got him in every category, Hokie.
It's not even close. Listen, and that's the reality. That's what just drives me crazy when they try to make these comparisons and say he's so much better. Oh, it's not. It's not close. Miles Garrett is the best player on that Browns team. It's not even close. T.J. Watt is the best player, one of the best players, if not the best player on the Steelers team. But there are also a lot of good players, better players than what Miles has around him. So I think that's why Miles just stands out, because he's a man among boys with the Browns. T.J. Watt had other players that are very good, that are comparable to him. You know, but T.J. Watt, listen, that's why I said to you, you asked me. The reality is that T.J. Watt makes game-changing plays routinely. He makes them look routine. And the tough plays look routine, and that's why I think that he is a much better player. Not much, but he's a better player than Miles Garrett.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The great Chris Hoke joining me for the 11 o'clock hour. Hokie, so when the Steelers devise their game plan for Myles Garrett, what are the things that you can do? And is there a risk in saying we have to just run away from him, stay away from him? How much do you compromise yourself potentially if so much of your game plan is not letting him wreck the game? Can you go overboard with that, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you put two or three guys on him every play, you're exposing yourself to other players making big plays. I mean, the Browns' defensive line is really, really good. I mean, Mason Graham has come on. He's played well. You know, you have Alex Wright, and you have the other defensive end on the other side. They're not Miles Garrett, but they had a sack last week. They had two forced fumbles last week that were recovered by the Browns against the Vikings. So the other side, the defensive ends on the other side, are really good football players. And this might be the best defensive line the Browns have had in a while. And so if you do too much to shut down Miles Garrett, but two or three guys allocated to him, you're going to open up opportunities for the other guys. And the Steelers offensive line has improved, but you can't put those guys on an island and put those guys in a position where it's going to be strained, because they're not experienced guys. The tackles aren't experienced guys. You know, I know Broderick Jones played some plays, but he's on the left side. And he's going to be going with Myles Garrett. But Faletano hasn't played a lot of snaps, right? And so you can't expose him. You can't expose some of these other guys to tough situations, because this Browns defensive line is tough. They can get after the quarterback. They have the same as many sacks as the Steelers. And so they've got to be very careful how they do it and when they do it.
Okay, I've lost 22 pounds. I'm down to 202. The Holy Grail is right there. I need to lose a couple more. I need to get under 200. You promised me I could come over to your house and do a workout. I'm ready. When can I come over?
Let's go. We'll do it next week.
Okay.
We'll do it next week. I'm ready for you. And I'll tell you this, though. The biggest thing is just making sure that you're staying active, right? And you sit there for 4 hours in the studio.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting here talking to you right now, and I'm just walking. I'm walking in circles, getting my steps in. I think for me is getting steps, being active, and not being so stagnant all the time.
Well, I asked Bob to buy me one of these little like bikes that you can put under your desk at work, but he won't open the wallet limits.
Joe, I think this is the perfect time that we bring back Pomp and Joe on the road, and our first video is us doing a workout with Hokie and him putting us through the ringer.
That could be big.
Of a workout.
Will you let limits into your house, Hokie?
100%. I might let limits in before I let you in.
Wow, how about that? The savvy young new sound.
I like it. All right, back to football. Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's been good so far. But what I wanted to ask you was this. He's getting rid of the ball really quickly, and he's throwing it really short. And I wonder, is that the good news or the bad news here? And is it sustainable, or will they have to at some point to beat certain teams get the ball down the field a little bit more?
Well, I think what you said is it's a loaded question there, but the reality is he's getting rid of the ball 2.16, 2.17 seconds. And I don't know if that's sustainable when you start playing against some really good defenses that can go man, that can get in press, and can play strong in the line of scrimmage. The reason why he's having to get rid of the ball so quickly, Joe, is because the reality is that the protection breaks down after 2.5 seconds. And, Broderick Jones, he has improved this year, but he leads the NFL with sacks, giving up sacks. He's given up 4 in the first 4 games. Now, that's a lot of sacks. And if Aaron is not getting rid of that football within that 2.16, 2.17 seconds thing, he's getting hit. That's just the facts. I mean, you can watch the film. That's the reality of it. They've got to be more stout in line of scrimmage. And I don't know if it's sustainable because teams are going to come up and they're going to press. They're going to try to take those things away when you start playing against these better defenses. And so they've got to figure that out and get better protection and push the ball down the field. And listen, if they don't, it's going to be harder for them to run the football consistently because if they're not able to push the ball down the field, they're going to keep these teams and, teams are going to stand too high. And when you got too high, it's easier to run the football. But if you can push the ball down the field, they have to go too high, then you can run the football better.
Limits, the mere idea of leaving you out of this conversation has Hokie on the verge of tears.
Thank you, Joe. Keanu Benton had a pretty impressive game, Hokie, that I wonder if you think he can build on, or do you think that this is maybe because Derek Harmon and his impact and effect is really starting to pay dividends?
I thought after watching the film against the Vikings in Dublin that he played better football. I thought his technique was better. I thought he played with better pad level extension. One of the things that I was critical with Keanu Benton, who I think is I've been very clear about this. I think he's a very talented football player, was that, when I played for the Steelers, Coach John Mitchell, who's a legendary coach, he would always say to us, don't try to make plays. Play technique and let your technique make plays for you. And Keanu Benton was trying to make plays all the time. He'd come in, he would try to jump guys and swim guys and do things instead of just playing technique. And he'd get himself tangled up, tied up in blocks, get twisted around, and then he couldn't get off and make plays. But in this game, he looked to me like he was kind of adopting the Cam Hayward, play, playing with good pad level, good extension, good hands, good footwork. And he was able to come down the line and make plays. And then if you do that, then you can take chances every once in a while. Then you can jump gaps. Then you can hit things. But if you're doing that all the time, a guy is going to catch on to that. He's going to get you tangled up. So I thought this week, guys, to answer your question, he played much better technique football, and that's why he made plays.
Back to Rodgers and what you said for a second, Chris, and that is he mentioned yesterday that teams are playing a lot of cover two, right? Two deep safeties.
Yes.
So what's the best way to, and it's obviously when you have manpower back there and you don't have time to throw, it's a bad combination for getting the ball down the field. So how do you bring a team out of cover two?
Run the football. Be successful. Run the football and be successful. Then they got to bring an extra man in the box. They got to bring that safety, the eighth defender in the box. The thing is, then you can't get a hat on a hat, right? If they bring an eighth defender in the box, it's really, really tough to block. And so then you go single high. And with one safety in the middle of the field, but that's what the Steelers have to do. They have to be able to run the football to get teams out of cover two safeties deep. And so, they had a good job last week with 99 yards rushing. Can they do that again with Spencer Anderson coming in at that tackle eligible tight end spot, Darnell Washington? That can't be the core. That can't be your offense. That can't be what you hang your hat on. And Coach Thomas talked about that, when I played for the Steelers, it's the most important game within a game, most important matchup is the tight ends versus D ends when you play 4-3 teams. He talked about that since the day he came to Pittsburgh. And so if you can win at the middle at the center spot and you can win on the edge, you can have a good running game. But that's the way you're going to get teams out of cover two. And then you can throw the ball down the field if you can protect.
Are you optimistic then that the running game is headed in the right direction? Would you give Kenneth Gainwell a little bit more run as a ball carrier?
Listen, I think Kenneth Gainwell did a great job. And I think that he had to get a lot of success. If you watch that film, they were getting movement with Spencer Anderson and Darnell Washington. They were moving the line of scrimmage. And when you can hit the ball downhill, when you're coming off that edge and there's a soft edge, if you will, you can get yardage. And that's what was happening. But again, then it limits what you can do, right? When you have you have Spencer Anderson, when you have Darnell Washington there now on the field, now you have two tight ends, you have that running back. You can't have as many eligible guys where you can really put together a good passing game. And so you've got to be careful that you don't do it too much. I mean, in the game against the Vikings, I think they only did, if I remember my numbers right, I think it was 18, 19 plays, 36, 37% of the time. You just got to be careful that you don't do it too much. Then it limits you what we just talked about, pushing the ball down the field and getting the ball to your playmakers so they can get big plays.
Chris Hoch, Super Bowl champion, going to stay with us for the whole hour. We have plenty to talk about. Going to get his prediction coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I just saw Crowley and Nicholas Callis, a.k.a. Harry Callis, leaving the building and told them that this show sucks. Limits.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Why is that?
No, I think it's been great today.
I do too. Great stories from Matt Cook.
Yeah.
Hokey always raises us up another level.
Yes, and Bob's mannequin over there is having a great show today. Would you agree?
He never has a bad day.
Never does, whether he's here or whether it's his mannequin. I actually think the show's been really enjoyable lately, myself. I don't know. Am I the only one? I might be.
No, I do too. We've been having a lot of fun, and we've had very good feedback as well. So it's been great.
From who? The bosses or people outside of the building?
All the above.
Yeah, good.
I hear a lot of good things when I talk to people out and about the show.
I'm glad to hear that. Chris Hoch, Super Bowl champion, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. All right, Hokey, let's talk about the big topic, or one of them this week, Pat Freiermuth, and why he's not in the offense. Tomlin the other day was explaining how, you know, if you're going against these 4-3 teams, you can't have, you better have a big, huge tight end, Mount Washington, blocking them. So naturally, somebody followed up by saying, you know, what is that why Freiermuth isn't playing, in so many words? And Tomlin didn't want to go there. But the fact of the matter is, he's playing less than he ever has, and he's seeing the ball less than he ever has. What's going on here?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, they have a loaded tight end room, right? They have Freiermuth, they have Jonnu Smith, they have Darnell Washington, they have Connor Hayward, and so they have four guys. And Aaron Rodgers has been very vocal about this. Probably the deepest and the most talented tight end room that he's ever been around. And so you look at it right now, you have a lot of good players. They brought Jonnu Smith in. He fits that mold of what Arthur Smith wants to do. I know he doesn't have a ton of stats, a ton of catches, but he's kind of like that guy at tight end. He's a gadget guy. You can put him all different places, and maybe is a little more athletic, and can do more of what Arthur Smith wants to do at the tight end spot. So that kind of gives him the edge there against Freiermuth. And then the blocking, Freiermuth's not a bad blocker, but he's not the kind of blocker that Darnell Washington is. So now when they go to this heavy jumbo-like offensive line with Spencer Anderson, you know, he loses out to Darnell Washington. So he's not the number one guy at the receiving spot. He's not the number one guy at the blocking spot. So it puts him in a really interesting position.
Yeah, man, it sure does. Would you like, do you think that Mount Washington is playing the right amount and maybe even more? Like, he has taken a bigger role in this offense, and he's a mountain of a man as a blocker. Would you like to see him become even more involved in the pass game? What do you think of him?
Well, I think at least in situational football situations, there's no question about it. I think Freiermuth, listen, if they can get some blocking and they let Freiermuth get down the scene, I mean, Freiermuth has been proven to be a reliable receiver. He did have that big drop, if you remember, a few weeks back, where Rodgers had one of the best throws he's ever had on the run.
Yeah.
And that could have put him, I mean, that could, I'm not saying, I'm not implying I don't know anything, but that could have put him in a position where, like, hey, listen, you know, you got to make that play, right? The ball's right in your hands. And so, you know, is he making the plays when they come to him? But I think Darnell Washington, you asked me about him, I think that he's a guy that they want to get him more involved. I remember talking in week one, week two, hey, where's Washington? We're not seeing a lot of him. He didn't play a lot in week one, played a little more in week two, but didn't really do much. And so I think they're just trying to find a way to get all of these guys involved. And it's tough. There's a lot of talented eligibles for the Steelers.
Hokie, what'd you think of the old tush push with Connor Hayward? Why not go back to that with the game on the line late? Tomlin goes for it from, you know, on fourth and two or three, and they get stopped. And then with the game on the line, it's fourth and one, and he doesn't go for it and punts from the other team's territory. What did you think of the tush push, and would you go back to it? Would you have gone back to it?
I think you do, right? As long as it's manageable, right? You don't want to go fourth and three like the Eagles have done in the past. Plus, refs now are really focusing on, I think what was, and it took a while for everybody to catch on, why it's been so successful with the Eagles is because those guards are firing off the ball before the ball snapped. And they're able to get that advantage and get that leverage, which really helped the Eagles. That's going to be pulled back a little bit. It's going to be interesting to see in the forthcoming weeks, is that going to limit the success of that? But you look at right now, the Steelers, I think it's funny the way it happened because Aaron Rodgers was sitting back. Remember that, Starkey?
Yeah.
He was sitting back watching and just not even, you know, you knew it was coming and it was successful. Let's see if they do it a couple more times and see if it keeps working. But it's been a successful play throughout the NFL.
Yeah, man, I liked it. Just, I say get with the times. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, the guy who plays your old position, I thought had the best game of his Steelers career. I mean, he was a monster, and that is Keanu Benton. Did he take a giant step forward, and why, if he did?
But, you know, like I said earlier, I think he did. I think, you know, see if he can keep doing it, can be consistent, right? I mean, he played great technique. He was able to, you know, be able to really manage his play. We're playing good technique, taking some chances every once in a while. And when he plays good technique, he can play good football and be a contributor to this defense. And that's why you saw him last week. And then he's always been in a good pass rusher. So mixing that up will allow him to have more production with the Steelers.
Limits, would you like to jump in with a question?
I would love to. Jalen Ramsey's impact, Hokie, what do you think it's been, and what are the Steelers missing if he does indeed miss Sunday's matchup?
Well, I just think he's brought a lot of the intangibles too, right? I think his demeanor, his nastiness on the field, he plays edgy And I that rubs off on other guys. And so that's what the Steelers need. I think that's what they've lacked over the last couple of years, maybe some of that nastiness, kind of that villain-like mentality, and he brings that. And so I think that's one of the big things he brings to the Steelers defense, that they hopefully they won't miss out on that, because he brings that attitude to that huddle. I think also, I mean, this is his company. And listen, we've been on here, Starkey. We've talked about this, guys. He's given up some big plays in the first month of the season. That's just a fact. I mean, he's given up some touchdown passes. He's given up some third down conversions. And so he's got to tighten up his game too and play a ball. You know, maybe step it up after when he comes back from his injury. But I think in terms of the intangibles and what he does in terms of the mentality of this defense, that's what he brings most.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I already mentioned that Hokey is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. All right, Hokey, do you agree with, I think, all three of us on this show? Four of us, Pomp, Pomp's Mannequin, me, and Limits all said that if the Steelers don't win the AFC North, it's a failure at this point. My God, the division's falling apart. They have to win it. Do you agree?
I totally agree. Listen, they got to stay healthy, right? The reason why the Ravens, the reason why the Bengals are floundering while they are crumbling is because of injuries. So the Steelers have to stay healthy in key critical positions. The quarterback position, look at Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, both out. If they lose Aaron Rodgers, I have a lot more confidence in Mason Rudolph. As you know, I've been a guy in his corner since he's been here. I have a lot more confidence in Mason Rudolph going in there and carrying this team than I do in, you know, and then in the other teams, right, with Browning And then you got, what's his name? What's his name over there in Baltimore, the backup quarterback?
Cooper Rush.
He's playing there. Cooper Rush. There you go.
He stinks.
It tells you all that he's done, right? Because I can remember his name, but which is nothing. So the reality is that I do believe that Mason could take that role and lead, but if you've got to stay healthy. It's all about the health. The Ravens have been just destroyed with injuries, and the Bengals without Joe Burrow are just nothing. And so that to me is key. I think the Steelers, if they can do that, I think they can run away with this division. I really do feel they can do that.
Hoke, you've made no secret over the years over your distaste for Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, all things Patriots, their cheating, things like that from your time going against them. Are you absolutely reveling in Bill Belichick's disastrous season at North Carolina? Are you liking this? Are you enjoying it?
Can I be honest with you? I feel bad for him.
Wow.
I just do. I think that, you know, this guy, listen, even though I think that some of the games that he's won, he has some extra film, he has some extra tactics on the side to win these games. But the guy's the most decorated coach in NFL history, and he's hurting his legacy. I think he's hurting his, you know, this the aura, the who Bill Belichick is, and going to North Carolina. I just read the other day that they had some kind of series, some speaking series, or some kind of thing he was going to do with North Carolina. They canceled that because of the horrible start. So I think just this image of Bill Belichick is cracking, and it's sad to see because North Carolina, it's not a football school, and they're struggling.
Limits, I'm surprised to hear that, and I'm enjoying Bill Belichick's demise.
Me too. I think it's been great.
I think he's going to survive, Hokie. He's got tens of millions of dollars and all kinds of other things.
But I'm talking about just how he's remembered, right? I mean, listen, he's going to be remembered. In my mind, he's going to be remembered for Spygate. But the reality is, by most people, he's remembered for the success he had in New England, for all the Super Bowls he had and all the things that he achieved. And now a lot of this generation now are going to remember for what? How terrible he was in North Carolina. Hopefully he can get turned around, but history is going to, it's going to be tough on him for the final years of his career, with the final years in New England and then here in North Carolina.
Meanwhile, back to the AFC North, the other three teams are on a combined 8-game losing streak, and I don't see an end in sight necessarily, but I wanted to ask you, Hokie, right about the quarter point in the NFL right now, who's the best team in the AFC and who's the best team in the NFL at large? In my humble opinion, in the AFC, I actually think it's the Denver Broncos. You can go ahead and laugh. And in the NFC, I think and the league as a whole, I think it's Detroit. How about you?
Oh, I think Detroit. You have to go with Detroit in the NFL at large. I mean, NFL, I just love the way they play. They're physical. They're nasty. They play with an edge just like their coach. So I agree with you with the Lions. But I'm looking in the AFC right now. I mean, there's it's loaded. Let's be honest, man. The AFC is loaded. And when you're looking at who I think the best team is, I know they lost to the Patriots. I know that, you know, Patriots, and you saw Drake May coming of age. I think you still got to go with the Buffalo Bills. I really do. I know that, they lost, but with Jared Allen, not Jared Allen.
Jared Allen for the Cavaliers. Josh Allen, I hear you. Their Josh defense Allen stinks, Hokie. The Bills' defense stinks.
I'm telling you, though, man. It's kind of like, remember when the Colts were really good with Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
And their defense wasn't great. They had a couple good players, but they weren't great on defense.
Yeah, I hear that.
Greeny, and they outscore people. And then when you have Josh Allen, they can outscore people. You can never relax. You can be up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You have to keep coming because these guys can score quickly and efficiently. In that fourth quarter, they could take over a game.
I'll tell you this much: the AFC is blown wide open. There's no great team. He's a great quarterback. I know that. But I think it's blown open to the point where the Steelers, if they take care of business here, could find themselves in the AFC championship game. Pomp predicted it before the season, Hokie. I don't think it's out of the realm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope, I would love to see, I know Pittsburgh would love to see that, but they have a tough stretch here, right? I mean, can they, It comes down to this. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is playing really, really well. I think he's playing much more better than people anticipated. But they've got to keep him clean. And I worry about his health for the next – right, we're only four games in, right? We got 13 more games. I'm worried about his health. Can they keep him upright? Can they protect him? Because when he holds on to that ball, he gets hit, Joe. And so if they can keep him healthy, I think they got a chance to get to that AFC Championship game. I think we're getting out in front of ourselves a little bit.
Well, you like Mason, too. You like Mason as a backup. And believe me, I think a lot of other teams would like Mason as a backup, like every other team in the AFC North.
Yeah, and I don't think the Steelers would have gotten rid of him like the Browns got rid of Joe Flacco. I think that they're going to hold on to him because you're right, because the chances of Aaron getting hurt the way he gets hit is high. But I do think that. But I think that at the end of the day, let's let this thing unfold because I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
All right, if it's Aaron Rodgers, again, so many things involved there. If he's healthy, whatever. If he's there healthy, I'll say yes. They'll win one playoff game, maybe two. If he's healthy and they're going on, in fact, I'll say that. They're going to win two playoff games.
That's pomp before the season, Hokie. He's on the record.
He's on the record. And listen, I think there's a chance, man. Listen, again, health. And throughout the roster, right, at key positions. I think if you lose DK Metcalf, I mean, I know he didn't have a great start the first few weeks, but last week, explosive against the Vikings, or 2 weeks ago in the game in Dublin, he's a game changer. He's a guy that you need to have on that field. He gets hurt. So I think the Steelers have lost guys, but I don't think they've lost guys yet that are key to, you know, that could really hurt their team like you see in Baltimore, like you've seen in Cincinnati.
Well, let's do our predictions for the AFC and NFC title games in the Super Bowl right now, now that we're in the mood limits, shall we? Who do you have? Go ahead. You go first.
Glad that I had a second to think about this.
I'll go first.
Go right ahead.
Denver against Buffalo in the AFC title game. The Bills will come to Pittsburgh in the playoffs. That's another hot take. And then Detroit and Philly in the NFC title game in a massive tilt. And then Philly and Denver in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to take, Detroit and Denver in the Super Bowl, and Detroit wins it. I've changed. I had the Ravens. I'm allowed to change when a team falls apart like this.
I'm going
to
keep my Super Bowl the same. I'm going to go currently with the Lions against the Bucks in the NFC Championship game. The Lions go to the Super Bowl, and in the AFC, I have the Buffalo Bills against the Chargers, and I think the Bills go to the Super Bowl, and the Lions will win.
Holy ostrich milk.
No, I have the Bills actually winning. What am I saying? I had the Bills at the beginning of the year.
How about you, Hokie?
I have a hard time not rooting for guys like Dan Campbell and guys like Mike Vrabel, right? I like rooting for those guys. You watch them. Just the way they coach, the way they relate to their players. And so I agree. I think in the Super Bowl, I think the Lions and right now it looks like the Bills. And I think the Lions will take it away. I think we're all united on that and aligned because they are playing football the way it needs to be played and should play on both sides of the ball. And they win at the line of scrimmage, brother. That's where you got to win games. And the Steelers can shore up the defensive line. Go back to the Steelers. If the offensive line can get shored up and the defensive line can keep coming on with these young players, Keanu Benton can continue to improve and grow in the way he played last week in technique. They played better at the line of scrimmage at the point of attack on both sides. That will be huge for them down the stretch.
Why do you hate the Broncos so?
I don't hate the Broncos. I just, you know, I think that Bo Nix, you know, he's coming on. I'll tell you, a team is going to be tough too. I know I don't hate the Broncos. I think the Patriots.
So do I.
Big step forward last week on Sunday Night Football.
So do I.
I really do. I think Drake May, you watch that game, and I don't care what you say, the Bills defense stinks. That sucker was putting the ball on the money.
Oh, my God, was he ever.
And he was when he was rolling out to his right, those throws on the sideline, the throws down the field, I think we watched a guy, really a star being born on Sunday Night Football last week.
Me too. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Sunny today with a high of Ben McGee, right?
Yeah, Ben
at
McGee.
At 60. And a low of Myron Bell at 40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable
Myron Bell.
For affordable Holy legal smoke. Solutions. All right, Hokie, we need a prediction. Score and the MVP.
I think the score is going to be Steelers are going to win it. It's going to be much tougher. I always think that. I think these division games against the Browns. It's going to be tough. I think it's a matchup game. I believe the Browns match up well against the Steelers, in my opinion, especially defensively against the Steelers offense. And so I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I think the Steelers are going to win 20-19. And the only reason why they're going to win is because the Steelers have an incredible record when they score 20 or more points.
Thank you, Hokie. You're one of the seven nicest men who have ever walked the earth.
All right. Well, that's a huge compliment, brother. I appreciate that.
Maybe eight if you include Jerry DePaula.
I'll be back in studio next week, brother. Hey, it's game day. Next Thursday, it's going to be game day.
I'm going to see you before that. I'm coming to your house on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday for a workout with Limits doing video.
Yeah, just do it. I'm ready. We'll talk off air.
All right, man. See
you. All right, brother. Hey, see you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.